Lively Stones Meditations for Saturday, 11th September 2021. Behold, your King is coming. John chapter 12, verses 12 to 19. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your King is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. You will have noticed that Lazarus is again mentioned here. The repercussions from Jesus raising him from death after so long in his tomb continue to fill the minds of the people, and they flock to see Jesus, for indeed, the world has gone after him. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem was the fulfillment of prophecy quoted by John from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your King is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Why a donkey? As with so much in Scripture, a picture is being painted, or properly, an idea, and the donkey, actually a female donkey, is a docile, peaceful creature, a burden bearer, but with strength and perseverance, exactly what Jesus portrays to us. Not a king flaunting his power and regal splendor, but a King of Kings who has no need to impress. His disciples did not understand these things at first, and neither would we in their position, because this is not an earthly picture but a heavenly one, run on the Creator's principles that are foreign to our creature hearts. But the potential is built into us creatures to be awakened to understanding by the Holy Spirit. That alone is reason enough for triumph. For that awakening reveals that the King is coming. Indeed, he is here with us now. We can live in his presence. The word used for donkey is from an unused root meaning to continue, permanence, hence permanent, specifically a chieftain, hard, mighty, rough, strength, strong, perpetual, constant, perennial, ever-flowing permanence, permanent and enduring. That is our King. A Holy Promise, Oswald Chambers on Hope. In the ordinary everyday things of life, eating and drinking, cleaning your boots, writing an essay, is it slovenly? Is it careless and indifferent? Does self-indulgence come in? That little pinhole exhibits the dry rot that runs all through everything you do, and when you trust God in a shabby, defective way. I will have faith in God about this matter, but not about that. Then you don't trust God at all. If we examine ourselves in the light of the things that can be seen, we will realize that is how God sees us all through. From God's Workmanship.